Can you tell us about Mark Stewart and Adam Lowry not on the ice today?
Yeah, Adam, we expect fine for tomorrow. Mark, I think you saw that shot he blocked about 6 minutes into that first period. He had a fairly significant break in his hand. That's 4 to 6 weeks he's out. We knew he had gotten hurt, didn't feel he needed his x-ray, and somehow played the game that he played, which is as good a game as he's played in a number of weeks. I don't know how he did it, but after the game, he said he probably should get it looked at, and it's broken.
Just a thought, I guess, on what you won't have with him in the lineup now?
Well, just that mentality, you know, and that's really a big part of what Mark brings to the group. It's such a quiet leadership thing that you just fight through everything, when even if whether the game's not going your way or battles in front of the net, and the other team knows he's bringing that as well. But playing on the injury that he played on is quite a feat.
So with Adam Partey, it looks like based on practice today going in, he talked about the challenge that is when you don't play as long as he does. Yep. How do you see that challenge?
Had the challenge for both guys, haven't played a lot of hockey here. And Adam goes in on the fact that he's a left-hand shot, and he'll go in so we don't have to move the other pairings around. We've liked what we've seen. Simplicity in the game is the key, and it is a challenge. So we'll get a good feel for how hard he's pushed himself in practice and how ready he is, and then he's just going to have to keep that game as simple as he can.
It seems like a really good combination with Blake Wheeler and Nikolai Ehlers and Brian Little in the middle, but just that it's a kind of speed that that really works well together.
Works well together. I think Brian's the right guy to play off that. And for me, they're still kind of learning what they can do. I'm happy. I think they're excited to play with each other because they create enough every game, even if there's not a lot of offense to be had. They seem to be around the puck, and there's a lot of offense there that you're watching on video, and you know when they learn each other a little better, get a half step quicker in terms of anticipation with each other, there'll be even more. The positives are there's a number of them. We've got Nick playing an off wing now, so we know he can play both sides. That line plays against the other team's best a lot of nights, or they get checked, which would mean the top end of the other teams are playing against that line, so it's a real good experience for those. And you know, Brian's a real smart, kind of underrated two-way center in his abilities to play defense, and Blake's compete level on all pucks all over the rink allow them to defend.
Have they been sort of mentors to him as well since he's been playing on the line?
You know what? I think Blake has been all year, regardless of being on the line. It's important who you sit beside on the bench and the plays that you start talking about. So I think that those two veterans can work with him and really help him along with that. But Nick has a real high hockey IQ, and he can also learn, you know, so he's able and ready to learn those things. He understands the game very well.
You're getting impatient, almost nothing offensively from your fourth line. You mentioned it in the interview room a couple of weeks ago. You were watching it.
They hold water, right? So job number one, your fourth line's got to go out, give you some energy, get on the body. Yeah, we'd like to see something there. And there's reason to believe that there's some offense there. Andrew's, you know, a first-year guy in the league. Those guys have to figure out the NHL game. I mean, you can play safe and play hard and play safe, but you've got to be able to do some things offensively as well and still have the coach have faith on you. I'm not down on Andrew's game. He probably jumped into that role more readily than I thought he would. And then we're looking in the back half of this season to see an upswing.
Any particular reason you appeared so unhappy during practice today?
It's that kind of day, right? The ice gets a little rough here. Probably should have remembered that, but I didn't. So when I've got stuff I want to do at the 40-minute mark and I'm looking down and get a little frustrated with it, but can't be happy every day.